presentation that I'm going to do is about constructing elder care policies, constructing elder care integration coordination as a policy issue in into European countries, in France and Sweden. And the paper is prepared by myself and Blanche Lebian, who couldn't be here. She has other care duties not linked to elder care, but that's another question. So, in the context of finance restriction and increase of the oldest toll in experienced in most European countries and around the world, better coordination and integration appears as a relevant policy to support family carers and improve elder care policies' efficiencies. It is generally stated that integration is needed because of differentiation, specialization, and segmentation embedded in all aspects of care, but also because of an increasing mismatch between frail elder people's chronic and complex needs and the acute-oriented healthcare systems dominant in European countries. What characterizes the field is lack of a common definition for integrated care. On the contrary, it is commonly stated that integrated care as a concept is an imprecise hodgepodge. Its meanings are as diverse as numerous actors involved. We owe the better-known coordination and integration approaches in the literature to the organizational theory and management science, which have tried to establish different typologies of the different types, levels, degrees, and forms of integration. They have also concentrated on different barriers to coordination and integration, and they have also addressed the question of why is it so difficult to transpose a model or a scheme from one context to another. Our approach is different from those mainstream approaches, since we propose an analysis of coordination and integration as a policy issue from a public policy and sociology of public action perspectives. To do so, we have first formulated a working definition for coordination and integration policies as policy aiming at redefining the existing frontiers between social and healthcare, between government bodies, and between the multiple professionals concerned with the delivery of care. Our approach consists in asking the question of when, if, and how the issue of coordination and integration in the elder care system was constructed as a public problem, from one hand, and how did policymakers at the national and local levels try to solve the problem, on the other hand. We hypothesize that the definition, the content, and the characteristics of integration coordination policies depend on the way coordination and integration were put on the policy agenda and constructed as a policy issue. This paper presents the first results of a qualitative study from the PolyInLab project based on a literature review and semi-directive interviews with experts and researchers in three European countries, in France, Sweden, and the United Kingdom. It involves other researchers like Maria Lindbock, which is present here. But this presentation is going to concentrate on only two countries, France and Sweden, and I'm going to address three different points. The first one is the scope of fragmentation is a problem in France and Sweden. The second one explores the differences in the trajectories of elder care policies in each country from a historical perspective. And the third one addresses the question of the common and differentiated features of a policy of integration coordination as a policy issue from a comparative perspective. So both countries share a common problem of fragmentation in elder care's governance and provision. In France, coordination in elder care policies is needed because of an abundance and of an increasing fragmentation of the existing services and resources. The fragmentation is twofold, a horizontal one and a vertical one. The horizontal fragmentation has to do with the coexistence of three different sectors in early care: sanitaire, social sector, and medical social sector, for the provision of early care services. There is also lack of coherence within each one of those sectors. The vertical fragmentation considers the different responsibility levels in the governance of the elder care sector. For example, there is no single institution able to determine elder care policies. In Sweden, we talk about fragmentation too, and the experts in the field identify three different levels of fragmentation that are very closely related. The vertical one concerns the different responsibility levels between the county councils, traditionally in charge of healthcare, and the local authorities, which are traditionally in charge of social care. Which leads me to the second type of fragmentation, which is a horizontal one, and which concerns the two sectors, health and social care provision. But another form of horizontal fragmentation is identified within healthcare, with a lack of continuity in primary care, for instance, and between hospital care, specialized outpatient care, and primary care. Then the third level has to do with fragmentation in service provision as a consequence from marketization. It concerns both social care, home help services, and primary care. And I'll come back to this a bit later. So both countries have to face problems with fragmentation at different levels, but it concerns very different national realities and local realities. They can both be explained by the institutional and structural characteristics of the French and the Swedish elder care sectors that have been shaped through the last 60 years. The analysis proposed in the second part of this presentation defines the elder care policies characteristics for both countries by analyzing first the factors that have contributed to the formulation of coordination and integration as a policy issue, and then the type of policies adopted and the mechanisms to which they obey. In France, since the 60s, a big number of elder care policies are based on the idea of coordination. One can identify different periods in elder care policymaking in France. I have listed them here. Each one of those periods is characterized by a specific context in which the need for coordination has appeared. What stands behind this need and the reasons that have led to its formulation as a problem are specific to each one of those contexts. Nevertheless, regardless the context in which the need for coordination and integration in elder care in France has appeared, the analysis of the trajectory of elder care policies shows that the policy answer to cope with fragmentation have always consisted in the supervision of new measures and schemes in order to give coherence to the system and enhance coordination and integration. And this is what I have tried to illustrate in this table. Here are the different periods from the previous slide and the main trends of elder care corresponding. Different policies based on the idea of coordination and integration have been led in each one of those periods, but I will stress on the logic of the policy making and illustrate just with a couple of examples, since I don't have enough time to go into details here. In the first period, the coordination policies have been framed mainly as social policies. They were driven by a concern about the elderly people's way of life and their integration on the local level. The coordination schemes initiated during this period were based in the community and were socially driven. Then debates in the late 70s and the early 80s have shifted from concern to frail the people's way of life to concern to their standard of living. After a long debate, a specific allowance for the frail elderly was created, and the principle of case management and other ideas based on coordination or interdisciplinary working have been introduced in a context of a reform of the social protection system in France and the concern for the financial cost of the introduction of such an allowance. Then, the focus of elder care policies changed from the 90s onward. The general frame for elder care policies became more medicalized, with an important healthcare reform influenced by new public management ideas. In the beginning of the 2000s, two competing coordination models exist, the one driven by the social sector and the other one driven by the health sector, as a result of the creation of different coordination schemes in all those different years. Those policies, based on the idea of coordination, failed to integrate the system. But in parallel, in the 2000s, the Alzheimer's disease was inscribed as a problem on the political agenda. This contributed to the introduction, for the first time in French policymaking, of the idea of integration and to the creation of new integration schemes. At the end of the 2010, those new integration schemes were considered by researchers in the field as the final solution to integrate social and health care for the elderly. But since the beginning of the decade, the focus on elder care policy shifted once again to the idea of pathways for frail elderly and the creation of new schemes based on a person-centered approach. So all those coordination and integration policies resulted in the layering of schemes that have been implemented in a different way in the different French territories on the local level. To put it in another way, that's the main idea. In France, the responses formulated by policymakers to the problem of fragmentation and abundance of services have contributed to the further fragmentation of the system and have added even more complexity to the picture. As far as elder care policies in Sweden are concerned, they are characterized by a twofold pressure: the tension between decentralization and recentralization, from one hand, here, and the tension between the need for coordination and the marketization, on the other hand. This twofold tension also shapes the form and the content of coordination policies in Sweden since the 60s. The decentralization and recentralization first. So from the mid-80s to the mid-90s, social services have been decentralized from the national and regional levels to the local authority level, and this was also the case of social policy for elder people. A form of recentralization has been observed since the 90s onwards through the introduction of more detailed and compulsory legislation for persons with severe disabilities, a maximum fee reform to cap user fees in elder care, some targeted government grants for specific priority measures, freedom of choice legislation, and so on and so forth. But the other structuring tension, and this is the one that I would like to stress on, is the one between the need for coordination and the marketization trend. This marketization trend has been initiated in the 90s. So, the need for coordination between social care and healthcare for the elderly has been identified through the 80s and is a constant concern since then. It was framed in the 80s as a problem of inefficiency due to duplicate services for the elderly on the county council level and on the local authority level. And also, this inefficiency was also due to the use of hospital care for the elder care for the elder people, with long waiting lists, which were partly due to a problem due to bed blockers. So the focus on the need for coordination has shifted through the years, partly as a result of the emergence of another trend in the 90s, the marketization trend. This idea of the introduction of free choice appeared in the political debates as early as the 70s and emerged from criticism to the Swedish welfare state coming from both the left and the right-wing parties and was associated with the idea of local democracy. Marketization as such was introduced in the 90s in Sweden and has become since then a major framework for elder care policies. As we will see in the next slide, it has played a significant role in the shape of coordination policies. There have been two major initiatives to coordinate health and social care in Sweden since the 90s. The first one is the community care reform, or the other reform introduced in 92, as a policy answer to the problem of inefficiency in health and social care identified in the 80s, as I talked about in the previous slide. The aim of this reform was to gather all the public care for the elderly under one single authority, the local authority level, to strengthen the social service culture and to demedicalize care for the elderly. It decentralized the responsibility for all the long-term care for the elderly to the local authority level. It also made the municipalities financially responsible for those patients, hospital patients that are medically ready for discharge. Some of the measures contained by the reform were based on very strong financial incentives to solve the problem of the bed blockers in healthcare. The reform was also based on some more flexible measures. For instance, the legislator left the possibility to the county councils and to local authorities to decide on the shape of the provision of home healthcare for the elderly. But the implementation of this reform on the local level, combined with the impact of marketization initiated in the 90s, led to the emergence of new fragmentation problems in the delivery of health and social care to the elderly. The need for coordination stayed high on the political agenda through the 2000s, but nevertheless, during this period, marketization imposed itself as a dominant trend in elder care and was even reaffirmed in 2009 through the introduction of new legislation on free choice. In the beginning of the 2010 decade, the issue of coordination was brought again on the political agenda because of rising critics in public opinion about the unequal services of the 219 different ways of functioning of elder care in Sweden. And so this became a political argument in the 2010 elections. So the result was a new major initiative to improve elder care that was initiated in 2011 by the newly elected government. It covers five areas: coordinated health and social care, good pharmacological treatment, good palliative care, preventive care, and good dementia care. But it differs significantly from the other reform initiated 20 years earlier. First, the policy instrument to enhance change was the use of economic incentives through payment for performance and for registration and earmarked subsidies. Another characteristic of is its highly medicalized framing. It is targeted on the most ill, kind of translation from Swedish, most ill elder care people. It brings practices from the medical sector to the social sector, and it addresses mainly problems of coordination between primary care and hospital care, and between hospital care and long-term medical care, leaving the problem of fragmentation between social services provision out of the scope of this initiative. Thus, This initiative can be interpreted as an attempt to reconcile the objective of coordination marketization without putting into question the latter. So, in both countries, the need for coordination emerged as a problem due to the development of two distinct sectors, the health and the social care for the elderly, managed and delivered on different levels. Both countries have initiated policies to cope with that specific problem. As a result, the need for coordination stayed high on the political agenda in the two countries for many years. Common issues were introduced in policies often influenced by foreign experiences. Finally, the two countries share a common medicalized framework in which the most recent initiative to coordinate health and social care have been introduced. Nevertheless, integration coordination policies in France and Sweden refer to different realities related to the national and social specificities having influenced the institutional, organizational, and professional settings of elder care, but also on the way the need for coordination has emerged and treated as a policy issue. As a result, the content and the mechanisms of integration differed significantly in both countries. In France, the different policies aiming at integrating the system consisted in the automatic creation of new schemes. They failed to integrate the system partly because they reinforced the division between the social and the health sector by the creation of medically driven or socially driven schemes. The coexistence and the juxtaposition of various organizational and institutional systems thus contributed to make the organization of health and social care for the elderly even more complex. In a way, these policies led to the institutionalization of the fragmentation of the French system and have been qualified by some researchers as national attachment to multi-layered complexity. So what is at stake as far as integration in the French system is concerned is how to integrate the system or to make it more coherent without automatically creating new schemes, but on the contrary, by deploying the resources that already exist on the, on the local levels and in the national framework. In Sweden, a shift of both the scope and the need for coordination and the public response for that need has been observed since the 90s. Whereas the first reform was introduced in 92 to integrate elder care, its implementation in parallel marketization policies created new fragmentation problems. A new initiative has been undertaken recently to integrate the system, but its framing is very different from the one used in the beginning of the 90s. Coordination is formulated in such a way that it does not put into question the accent on marketization, whereas its impact, the impact of marketization, seems to counteract the idea of coordination. This specific problem of the conflicting goals of marketization and coordination policies need to be addressed in the public sphere in a more direct way. So, since integrated care is an imprecise hodgepodge, it is important in comparative analysis to see what stands behind common used notions and concepts in different national and local contexts, such as fragmentation, case or care management, needs assessments, integration. By adopting a comprehensive approach for the analysis of coordination integration as a policy issue in France and Sweden, we have shown that the factors that have led to the formulation of policies put together under the common label of coordination integration policies differ significantly from one country to another, and that the policy mechanisms used to face the problems of fragmentation are on their turn shaped by those factors. The analysis of coordination integration as a policy issue that addresses directly the question of the barriers for the transfers of policies and schemes from one national context to another. So the next stages of our project consists in including the UK to this analytical framework, a work which is already underway, and to investigate the implementation of the implementation dynamics once the policies or scheme have been designed. So this was another comparative table to try to illustrate the different answers in both countries. And that's also my final slide, so thank you very much for your attention. And I'm ready to receive your comments and questions, if any. Please.
Josh, from here. So could you say a little bit more about what the problem was that this was supposed to fix? You mentioned fragmentation, but so it's fragmented. So what's the impact of it being fragmented? The other question is, in the United States, our solution that we're currently experimenting with is to give the money associated with an individual for the medical care and the long-term care to a single third-party organization, managed care organization, and say, you're now responsible for both.
Mm-hmm.
Are either France or Sweden considering those kinds of solutions?
Okay, so what I have tried to show here, and we have first asked ourselves the question is, what is fragmentation? I mean, it is stated in almost all the developed countries there is fragmentation. What we've tried to show is that the even notion of fragmentation is constructed in different national realities because of different institutional, historical, and also professional dynamics. So even if we address the same problem of fragmentation and the concern and the impact of fragmentation is always the same, difficult access for the elder people with complex needs, for the informal carers, different access to information, cost inefficiencies, and so on and so forth. But we've tried to, I can't go into detail here, but try to see that fragmentation is a result of different dynamics, and that it is commonly stated that there are like final solutions that are proposed when we look at the literature and in different countries, but it is difficult for them to fit to the national realities because of this those specificities in fragmentation. About this is a form of a kind of pooled budgeting also in the US case that you're mentioning here, I guess. We're going to see, and probably Marie-Lyne will be able to answer much better than me about the French case, but in Sweden there have been several initiatives that have emerged with pool budgeting, and not only pool budgeting, but real merger of institutions on different local authorities and or county councils level. That depends on whether the local authorities organizes this or the county council. But those remain initiatives that appeared to me after the interviews led with the experts, like things that emerge from local initiatives. Really, most of the times, what is at stake is the closure of a local hospital. When the local hospital is threatened, so local authorities and county councils begin to talk to each other and find solutions that are innovative. The other interesting thing that I have noticed is that those specific models that have emerged in different parts of Sweden did not take so much advantage and help from the national government initiative that I have presented here. They have basically managed to do this with their own means, and there are become one study is about an initiative in Linkomke local authority, and that shows good results, but it is a matter of local organization. About food budgeting in France,
maybe for France I can add that recently we have some regional health authorities who have now a budget which is health and social care, and there is just now a discussion for a new health law, a main act in the law, in health, where there is a question of commissioning between different financiers, so also with the local authorities to have joint budgets. So this is going in this way.
A quick comment. I mean, in England, as you say, it's all about joint commissioning, and whether that is driven or incentivized into a school pool funding or not. But one element at the extreme, you could almost have the individual making those decisions. And in England, for example, we're experimenting with personal health budgets that might be extended to include health and social care budgets. I don't know whether those. That sort of concept of joint, integrated commissioning, but at the very end, with the individual making the commissioning choices for people with, in particular, long-term conditions, whether that's something that is being discussed.
Well, this type of care planning is one of the principles of the new integration schemes that have been introduced with through the 2000s in France. In Sweden, there is an assessment process that exists from the social side, and what is under question right now is how to introduce care management. They're looking a lot at the UK experience. They're looking to introduce care management in primary care and in hospital care, which actually exists in the legislation since several years, and the trend was reinforced by the last government. But what the first results show is that people in Sweden are not attached to this type of tying themselves to one single person to manage. It does not fit with the care regime model of Sweden, the universality principles. And it doesn't really work well. There is one county council, the Sörmland County Council, where they tried to pilot this, and it was also a local initiative, but I don't have information of if they continue to do this or they've